Good morning. May it please the court. My name is Jim Ball, and I am representing Mr. Ruiz Marin. Just to let your honors know is that I'm going to argue for about 10 minutes and reserve 5 for rebuttal potentially, so that way you have an idea where I'm going. Again, thank you very much. I just wanted to say that in this case, I believe the issue essentially states as this, is that I believe, and Mr. Ruiz Marin believes, there was insufficient evidence to support the jury verdict that he distributed over 500 grams of methamphetamine.
I thought the charge was conspiracy, not just distribution.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. You're exactly right.
That does make a difference, doesn't it?
I think it makes a difference, correct. Yep. So essentially, I apologize for that, but conspiracy to distribute over 500 grams of methamphetamine.
The charge was distribute and in possession with intent to distribute.
Correct.
Possession with intent to distribute.
Correct.
That's what you mean as to that charge.
Correct. Well, count one, the conspiracy charge is the count one. The conspiracy, the possession with intent to distribute.
Correct.
Okay. We believe that there was insufficient evidence to support that jury verdict, and so we're going to ask this court to remand to the district court for resentencing, at least consistent with what we believe the guidelines would potentially be. As the excerpt of record points out and the trial transcript points out, there was essentially four transactions that Mr. Ruiz Marin was involved with. The first transaction occurred on November 18th.
There were four transactions at which he was present, and that he was involved in by his presence. But the testimony of Zazueta, which I read yesterday, indicated that for no particular dated period of time, there was no objection as to the dates, Mr. Ruiz Marin acted in turn with other members of the conspiracy to do other things besides go to the sale point and sell. To wit, he would mix and cut the methamphetamine and package it, all in turn with the others, and sometimes as the mechanic, as he was called, he would take other persons' turns. What are we to do with that testimony, Mr. Ball? Doesn't that indicate a sufficient evidence under Jackson versus Virginia to say that he was in possession with intent to distribute for the whole period of time alleged in the conspiracy, April 18th, 2008 to May 13th, 2009. It's the period of time the conspiracy alleged. How can we get away from that evidence for purposes of saying it's insufficient to show possession with intent to distribute?
I guess the way that I was looking at that and resolving that testimony was that, excuse me, look at this. A little bit of background is that in the trial, it was pretty clear that Mr. Ruiz Marin didn't actually enter or participate into the conspiracy early on. It looks like from the trial transcript of Detective Boone that he wasn't even a participant in those first four transactions. And it wasn't until November 18th that he was a participant in. And when looking at the other portions of the transcript, there wasn't any other testimony on when he actually ended that conspiracy or when he was out of it. The only testimony I was able to find was actually defendant's own testimony that said that he stopped working for Mr. Zazueta Quintero. He says that he stopped working with him in March, and that was essentially corroborated by Detective Boone and Banta's testimony that he was no longer a participant. At least he wasn't a participant in those latter four transactions.
Counsel, on page 66 of the ER, and I'm looking at page 204 of the transcript, Mr. Zazueta is asked about the time for his arrest in May. And he said that he was arrested, he was going to Ontario, they were going to sell drugs, and they were taking drugs to sell them. Yes, we were going to leave them in storage. And lines, who was in Ontario waiting for you to bring the drugs to them? Answer, line 10, the mechanic. That's May of of 2009. That's 2 months after he says he stops working for him. And where was the mechanic in Ontario? At his house. What was he going to help you do? Well, we would fix it, and then we would go sell it. Because when it would arrive, it was all compacted, so we would just fix it. So as of May, there is testimony in the record that the mechanic was still involved in the conspiracy.
I agree with you. I would just point out that that's the charge. That was essentially the testimony that counsel was bringing out to prove the count one conspiracy with the marijuana portion of it, and he was found not guilty of that portion of the verdict. And so,
well, that was distribution. That was a distribution charge, not a conspiracy charge.
He was also found not guilty of the conspiracy of.
Well, the marijuana. I'm thinking of the count dealing with the meth, which is the December 11th charge.
Correct.
But for conspiracy, we now have evidence that as of May, he was still involved in selling drugs with Mr. Zazueta. Now, if he's still involved as of May, it doesn't seem to be much of an inference to suggest that he understood that the conspiracy that he had joined earlier and for which he had involvement on four different dates from November through February, that might have also extended to the dates which would have been March 5th, April 9th, April 30th, for which we have specific gram amounts. And if you add those gram amounts, it comes up to well over 500 grams.
I understand, I guess, Your Honor's read of that. Definitely, there is testimony in the record regarding that.
Regarding what?
Regarding the mechanic or my client essentially being involved there in May.
As of May,
right. Okay. Yeah. And so I can't say that's not in there. You're exactly right. Okay. I guess what I was trying to point out was when that testimony was brought out, when the jury considered that, they essentially found him not guilty of that in terms of the conspiracy of the marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's what I was trying to point out to the court. And it was also contradicted by Detective Boone, where I was looking in the
No. The guilty the jury verdict item number 5 as to count one of the second superseding charging conspiracy to distribute marijuana. We find the defendant Roberto Ruiz Marin not guilty. But does that include possession with intention to distribute?
If I recall correctly, that was not charged as a substantive count. I think that it was just a conspiracy of marijuana that was charged when I was looking at the superseding indictment. And so my understanding of that is that was just charged in count one in terms of the conspiracy.
Your position is that the verdict form narrowed the indictment from the twin charges of conspiracy to distribute and conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute down to the former, conspiracy to distribute.
I believe so.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And so in terms of that, I really looked at Detective Boone's testimony in excerpts of record 26. I found it at page 44, line 12, where he was pretty clear that Mr. Ruiz Marin was only present during those four purchases prior. The four purchases prior to the defendant's involvement, he was not part of. In the latter portions of them, the 3-5, the 4-9, the 4-3, and the 5-3, excerpts of record 00034, page 75, line 19 through 20, that he was not a participant or acted in those drug transactions.
And he wasn't charged with distributing drugs on any of those occasions.
Correct.
And so there were no findings there, and it looks like the jury was actually quite discerning in the way that they approached the times when he was present. So they convicted him on 3 of the 4, but acquitted him on 1 of the 4.
Correct.
But if the question is, was he part of a conspiracy, could he have foreseen that the conspiracy would continue with or without his direct participation or his direct distribution?
Correct.
Does seem to be some evidence of that in the record.
And so I guess I would just respond that at least when my client took the stand is that he said he stopped working in that March time frame.
Which is contradicted by Mr. Zazueta's testimony.
Correct, yeah.
He's got him there until May.
That's what he says. That's
now, if the drugs that Mr. Zazueta said that they were taking to Ontario in May was marijuana. So he hasn't said anything about meth. Do you have a response on that?
I think.
How does that help your client?
Yeah, I think he said there was marijuana, and if I recall correctly, there I think they also said there might have been cocaine in that transaction. But in terms of in helping my client is that he was not convicted of the conspiracy of any marijuana. In terms of count one, the conspiracy of the marijuana. So I guess in terms of helping my client, because if the jury was going to take that evidence and believe that he was, I guess, helping on the May 13th, they would have convicted him. And so in terms of evidence and what the jury took as credible evidence, I would just argue to the court that that evidence was just not enough for them to convict him. And so I guess just one quick point that I wanted to make to the court, at least in terms of the drug quantity calculations, is that I think a very important aspect of this case was the amount on 11-18-08, where the original amount was 108 grams, and of course the stipulation that was read into open court listed 180 grams and 180 grams potentially. The one on 12-11 was 218 grams, one on 122 was 110, and the one on 224 was 28. And the way that I calculated that looks like that would be about 465 grams. And so assuming that those were the four transactions that the jury was looking at, the only way they could get to over 500 grams if they would have taken the stipulation, which was actually incorrect, at 180.
Or if they included any of the subsequent transactions in March or April. And any one of those transactions, if they thought that Mr. Ruiz had any connection whatsoever, even though he was not directly present, nobody verified him, that he was part of a conspiracy that was ongoing because he was waiting for money in May. If they had any one of those incidents, then you've got 500 grams.
Correct. Yep. Exactly correct. Thank you. So I see my time's running out, so I want to make sure I have enough rebuttal. Thank you.
Thank you.
May it please the court, my name is Aaron Lukoff and I represent the United States. Begin my argument by focusing on what the court's last questions have been, which have gone to the sufficiency of the evidence in this case. Your Honor, there was a number of buys between the undercover officer and the conspiracy leading up to the November 2008 purchase in which the defendant was present.
I read the testimony that you elicited from Mr. Sasueta last night, and it seemed to me that the only four that you asked him about were the four in question as to the substantive counts on Ruiz Marin. He testified early on that he had made about 10 purchases. But your only direct examination was the four that you, I think November, December, January, and February, 2008-2009. Where's the evidence that Ruiz Marin was involved in any way with any other sales than those four?
Your Honor, excerpt of record 62, page 186, I asked Zesueta Quintero, before you would sell drugs to Joe, that was the undercover officer, Joe.
That's Joe Banda.
Joe Banda.
Mm-hmm.
How would you prepare those drugs for sale? And his answer was, well, we would get it all together, and then we would cut it up so we would all get some money out of it. We would separate it. And I asked, well, who is we? And he said, well, us three or four. And I asked him, I told him I need the names, and he said the mechanic, the defendant, Feliciano, referring to Feliciano Cruz Rodriguez, Jose Padilla, and myself, Sasueta Quintero. And so that colloquy there, Your Honor, demonstrated that there was evidence that the defendant was involved in the preparation of drugs for sale to the undercover officer, and those sales had been occurring well before November 2008.
But where's the evidence that they had been occurring well before November 2008? Because the evidence that I see of Mr. Banda's involvement was that he testified that he did about 10 transactions with Sasueta. You, to repeat, you pinned him down as to the four in November, December, January, and February. But where's the evidence that he had bought from Sasueta, mixed by the mechanic and among others, before that?
Well, the first witness I called in trial was Sergeant Robert Boone, who talked about the purchases before the November 2008 drug sales and then also after those
sales. But Boone wasn't Banda. Where's Banda's testimony that he bought before November or after February?
Well, Detective Banda never talked about those purchases in his testimony, but
right.
But Sergeant Boone would have laid the foundation for those prior purchases and those subsequent purchases. Your Honor.
Was he present?
He was present, and he was the lead investigator. He was present.
And can you give me a citation to Boone's testimony that he saw sales to Banda by the Sasueta network?
So it would have been excerpt of record, it would be excerpt of record 26, Your Honor. And where Detective Boone is describing those purchases from.
26, what page?
Excerpt of record 26, it would start on page 42. And he talks about purchasing from the organization.
When approximately that occurred, August of 2008.
That was when the first purchase. He says August 12th, September 4th, September 30th, and October 9th of 2008. That's on page 44 of excerpt of record 26.
Okay.
Would you turn to ER 33?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm not sure whose testimony this is. They keep talking about Detective Banda, but I don't think this is Banda. This is a cross-examination by Mr. Tabor, in which he says, "Good morning, good afternoon, Detective." Is that Boone?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Boone's testimony. If you look at page 70, starting on line 11, and in your dealings with the confidential informant, Roberto's name never came up, did it? It did not. And then I'm confused. At least in the first two buys, I believe, the one on September 30th and the one on October 19th, those were done by Detective Banda, correct? Yes, sir, they were. Okay, and did the name Roberto Ruiz come up in any of those buys? Yes, sir. So I'm not sure how it did not, and yes, sir.
Yes,
I'm left a little confused, because if the name Roberto Ruiz did come up in those buys, then he's implicated prior to his direct participation in the sales.
Yeah, I was confused as well, Your Honor, and that was never followed up on throughout the rest of the trial. So there is no record as to what exactly okay. Detective Sergeant Boone meant.
You heard my colloquy with Mr. Ball, and so what do we do with the post sales involvement? What do we do with Sazueta's testimony that Mr. Ruiz Marin was waiting for his share of the money in May of 2009 on some sales of perhaps marijuana and cocaine?
Well, the court, can, looking at the totality of evidence, I believe that demonstrates that he was still involved. I understand the jury acquitted Mr. Ruiz Marin of conspiring to distribute marijuana, but that they could have used that evidence to demonstrate that he was still involved in the conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine.
Even though the testimony elicited there from Mr. Zazueta focused direct on marijuana and maybe cocaine,
even though he was still a part of the group,
and what is substantively what is it that the government has to prove in order to prove a conspiracy?
that there was an agreement between two or more persons, and that the defendant joined that agreement knowing of the objects of the conspiracy and intending to help accomplish it. That's the, under, for a drug conspiracy, we would have to show that. And then if there's a statutory minimum, we would have to show the drug amount beyond reasonable doubt. And in this case, there was evidence that demonstrated Mr. Marine's involvement before and after.
Okay. Aside from the testimony of Mr. Zazueta that we've discussed here already, is there any other evidence in the record that shows that Mr. Reese Marine was involved in the conspiracy after whatever it was, March or February of 2009?
There isn't any direct evidence that he was involved in that other than the testimony.
The evidence we've identified, Mr. Zazueta, is your best evidence.
That would be our best evidence. I would point out that the co-conspirator involved in those prior or subsequent sales was Feliciano Cruz Rodriguez, the same individual who was involved in the sales in which Mr. Ruiz Marin was a direct participant, the November, December, January, and February sales. And so there's evidence there that some continuity in the members of the conspiracy.
He was a son-in-law of Zazueta.
Correct. Correct. Unless the court has any further questions for me, I have nothing further.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ball, as you're coming up, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
There does seem to be some evidence in the record that would tie him as late as May, as we discussed. That evidence is not terribly strong, but it is something. What impact does the fact that we're on plain error review have on our view of the evidence here?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that it's deferential to the government in this case. And so the standard is very difficult for us to overcome. So I'm not saying that it's an easy proposition on our part. It's a very difficult standard because there wasn't an objection, there wasn't a Rule 29. Motion for acquittal or anything like that after the close of the evidence. However, I still think they need to have some type of evidence that connects it. And so I guess just quickly, I think it's pretty clear, at least from the record, that the first transactions, Ruiz Marin was not involved with those first four transactions. And I understand Judge Bybee's look at that one piece of evidence. However, I think earlier in Banda's testimony and Boo's testimony that there was no mention of him prior to that involvement. And so I think the best evidence that I found was on Excerpt to Record 26, page 49, 12, where they asked him about the four purchases prior to his involvement, and they said that he was not involved at that point. And I think that was Detective Boone that mentioned that. And so in terms of the latter for the 3-5, the 4-30, the 4-9, the 5-13, when Mr. Lukoff talks about what evidence kind of connects him to that, and Mr. Cruz was the only other co-defendant that was involved when those 3-5, the 4-3, and the 4-9, or the 4-30, and the 4-9, and the 5-13. However, I just would mention to the court that Cruz was also involved with the very first transaction that I believe with Detective Boone when he testified on Excerpt Record 42, page 105, 21 through 25. They talked about Cruz being in those first transactions, but it was pretty clear in those first transactions that my client was not involved until the November 18th. So I just mentioned that because even though it might be the same co-defendant, that same co-defendant was prior involved and my client was not involved until the November 18th. I think that's pretty clear, at least from the record. And so I guess the only way that they can make that connection is somehow saying on...
By involvement, you mean that Reese Marin was at the site of the sale.
Correct.
That's what Boone's testifying to, right?
Correct, yeah.
The involvement based on him cutting and packaging goods before they went to sale, that's open-ended based on Sasueta's testimony.
Correct. It was never narrowed down to exactly when those dates began and when those dates ended.
Well, yeah, there was no, in direct examination, there was no inviting of the attention of the witness to any particular dates, and there was no objection at the trial as to the relevancy of the testimony going to Ruiz Marin based on the dates.
Correct.
So there was no narrowing either in the putting of the questions nor in the objecting to them.
Correct. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. We appreciate the arguments of both counsel. United States versus Ruiz-Marin is ordered submitted.